Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. I look at today's headlines. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today. Derry Magistrates Court was told today that the man charged with the murder of 28-year-old mother of two, Amy Doherty, in March of this year, will be applying for bail later this month. A water outage in Mobile, which is into its second day, is now expected to be repaired by 8 p.m. this evening. And motorists are being advised that there is heavy traffic in Derry following closure to the Foyle Bridge due to a car fire this afternoon. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have an update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around a quarter to six. But first, the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today, with a high number of patients attending who require admission for ongoing treatment. As a result of the pressure, some elective surgeries have been deferred, with urgent and time-sensitive procedures being prioritised. Management says there were 194 attendances at the ED yesterday, following 200 on Monday and 192 on Tuesday. Donal Kavanagh has more.
The hospital is advising that patients who attend the emergency department for routine and non-urgent treatment will experience very long waiting times, as those patients who are more acutely unwell will be seen first. People are being asked to consider all available healthcare options before attending the ED. The hospital says everyone who presents will be treated, with priority given to those who are seriously ill or injured. Patients who do not require urgent care, unfortunately, the hospital says, may experience longer wait times. All available beds at Letterkenny University Hospital are in use, including the use of additional surge areas. Management at the hospital say every effort is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home so that beds will become available for those who need to be admitted at the earliest possible opportunity.
Derry Magistrates Court was told today that the man charged with the murder of 28-year-old mother of two, Amy Doherty, in March of this year will be applying for bail later this month. 30-year-old Conor McNamee has been remanded in continuing custody until August the 24th. Katie Gillen reports.
Conor McNamee, with an address at Summer Meadow Mews in Derry, faces a charge of the murder of Amy Doherty on March 21st of this year. He is further charged with possessing an offensive weapon, namely a kitchen knife, and possessing Class A drugs on the same date. At today's sitting of Derry Magistrates Court, a prosecutor told the court that the full files had been received, but there was a significant amount of material still outstanding. Defence solicitor Paddy McDermott said that a bail application on behalf of McNamee would be made on August 24th. The defendant was remanded in continuing custody until that date.
A water outage in Mobile, which is into its second day, is now expected to be repaired by 8 p.m. this evening. The burst water main is affecting supply in Mobile, Ballynally and the surrounding areas. Initially, Uisce Éireann gave a completion time of 10 a.m, which was extended to 3 p.m. The outage has prompted the Cathaoirleach of Inishowen's Municipal District to call for further investment into the area's water infrastructure. Councillor Martin Farn says a review has to happen.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I think so. That has to happen. I mean, just there last year, I had been working with Uisce Éireann in relation to a lot of issues that we had in the Shrove area there. We were having bursts every other week. And thankfully, the new water pipes were put in there from the crossroads down to the bottom of Shrove. And fingers crossed, I had no issues there during the winter months. And this really needs to happen, and not just in my own area here, but throughout the peninsula. There's a significant amount of money really needs to be spent on the infrastructure in relation to your water pipes. The men that we have on the ground do an excellent job. They do everything that they possibly can to make this system work. But it's not easy for them. And I think quite a substantial amount of money really needs to be spent on the infrastructure in relation to having good quality water, to having less bursts on the ground for families. But my understanding, we're having a meeting, councillors are having a meeting with Uisce Éireann now on the 13th of October, and I'm sure other councillors like myself will have a few issues to bring up at that meeting, you know.
Motorists are being advised that there is heavy traffic in Derry following closure to the Foyle Bridge due to a car fire this afternoon. Emergency services are at the scene of the incident. Waterside Councillor Martin Riley says that the bridge will be closed for an extended period. Police in the city have advised people to use an alternative route as traffic continues to build. Aran Mór RNLI has had another particularly busy spell, with volunteer crews responding to three separate medical emergencies in the space of just a few days. The first call came shortly after 10 o'clock on Saturday night, when Malin Head Coast Guard requested the launch of the all-weather lifeboat to assist with a medical evacuation from Aran Mór. The casualty was brought safely ashore at Burton Port, where an ambulance was waiting to continue the journey to Letterkenny University Hospital. Then, on Tuesday, the volunteer crew was called into action twice more, first in the early hours of the morning at 1:25 a.m. and then again that evening at 8:25. On both occasions, the casualties were transferred to ambulances on the mainland before being taken to Letterkenny University Hospital. Following the three call-outs, Coxswain Kieran O'Donnell paid tribute to the Aran Mór RNLI volunteers, thanking them for their continued commitment and willingness to respond regardless of the time, day or night. A man has appeared before Derry Magistrates Court today, charged in connection with an incident where police discharged a plastic bullet in order to subdue a man. 31-year-old John Sweeney of Argyle Terrace in Derry appeared to face a total of 13 charges relating to the incident on August the 9th. He was charged with three counts of assault, three counts of unlawful detention, three counts of threats to kill, possession of an offensive weapon, non-fatal strangulation and criminal damage to a mobile phone. Cameron Clark reports.
The court heard that police attended the address after the alleged injured party reported that her former partner had assaulted her. She said that she had been at the address and Sweeney kept pushing and nudging her. She claimed that she tried to leave and Sweeney blocked the door, causing her to feel trapped. The court heard that Sweeney was supposed to have self-harmed and threatened to kill her. The woman left but returned out of concern for the defendant and claimed Sweeney slapped her across the face and threatened to kill her. Defence counsel Sinead Rogan said that her client was only on bail for a short period. She said the alleged injured party had attended Sweeney's address and he had not sought her out. The barrister said that the woman had her own issues. Deputy District Judge Sean O'Hare said that Sweeney had been given a chance when released on bail a week prior, but had since made several wrong choices. He refused bail and remanded the defendant into custody to appear again on September 3rd.
Donegal County Council has published details of the planning application, environmental impact assessment and compulsory purchase order for the proposed Barnesmore Gap Greenway. The council says it marks a significant milestone in the development of one of Donegal's most ambitious active travel and tourism projects, creating a 37.5 kilometre walking, wheeling and cycling route linking Donegal Town with the twin towns of Ballybuffet and Stranorler. Brian Reid, an executive engineer with Donegal County Council, says this is a significant milestone.
We've been working on the project for over 4 years now. We've basically finished the preliminary design environmental assessment stage of the project, and now we've basically started the planning process. So we've just submitted our application to the board. We begin now the statutory consultation period, which will start on Monday. There's about 60% of it is following the old railway line. Starts in Donegal Town, heads out under the bypass, roughly following the line of where the old railway line used to be, heads down towards Loch Esk. There's a loop down towards Loch Esk and back there that's roughly about 5 kilometres long, crosses the main road shortly after Loch Esk, and then heads up then basically on the old railway line and behind Biddy's through the gap, and then alongside Loch Mourne. Those that drive through there fairly regularly, you probably see along the side of the mountain there, you can see the remnants of the old railway line there. So that's basically...
The proposed greenway will be a 3 to 4 metre wide shared pathway with access available along the route for parking and visitor facilities and direct connections to three primary schools. The progress has been welcomed by Lifford Stranorler councillor Patrick McGowan.
Something I've been working on, probably like a lot of people, very much so in the last 10 years or more. And back in 2020, we got funding during the middle of COVID for this design thinking. We come up with a project, like a greenfield project, and we took that through to consultations in Ballybuffet and in Donegal Town on two occasions. Like, we didn't put forward the idea it would be a greenway. It could have been a lot of zip lines or anything in Barnes Gap. But the public came out something like 85, 90% saying that it would be a great tourist. So it's not just a greenway or cycleway. It's for disabled people and for walks and so on. And also, like, all of the schools and these Roadhouse Bar and Village of Barnes to be all connected to it. But during that time, there was a lot of consideration for greenways in the county, but the council, in fairness, took this one on board at an early stage, and then the National Roads Authority, through the TAA, they agreed as well. So they have now designed the greenway with a massive trailhead area there over between the base and the swimming pool and Bill and Stranorler, and that will follow the old railway line to Donegal Town. As I say, it'll call into all the schools, and it's also, I believe, going to go down into Lough Esk and then into Donegal Town, where there'll be another trailhead. This is seen very much as not just like a cycle lane, and this is seen very much as a tourism project. We see this as Wild Atlantic Way linking up with the Fan Valley, and very much to add to our tourism attraction.
Ulster University have confirmed it will be reviewing plans for a new medical school in Derry. The current budget situation is the catalyst for the review of the scope of the medical school. This follows the scrapping of a sports dome at the McGee campus due to cost. Foyle MP Colm Eastwood has urged the executive at Stormont to rebalance student numbers between Derry and Belfast, which was a commitment in the New Decade New Approach Agreement, alongside the new medical school. Donegal County Council is to carry out a review of traffic management systems in a bid to develop more cost-effective approaches to the installation of traffic calming ramps in housing estates, towns and villages. The issue was raised by Councillor Brian Carr at a recent meeting, who said speed ramps can cost up to €20,000 per installation. He wants the council to provide a report within 6 months. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Roads Director Brian Cannon told a recent meeting he can liaise with the chair of the Roads and Transportation Strategic Policy Committee in relation to the suggested review being carried out as part of its programme of works. A special plenary meeting on roads in July heard suggestions that council should identify a ring-fenced funding stream to support the delivery of traffic calming measures. Mr Cannon said this would ensure a rolling programme of improvements could take place and suggests it forms part of the consideration for Budget 2016. In a written response to Councillor Carr's motion, he also stresses the personal responsibility drivers have when they get behind the wheel of a car and says there's an onus on everyone to call out poor driver behaviour.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find your perfect running gear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 4:45 here on Highland Radio, and it's time to go over to the sports desk and say good evening to Mark Gallagher.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening. We'll start with athletics. A huge evening lies ahead for Mark English at the European Championships in Birmingham. Having broken a 48-year-old championship record yesterday in the semi-finals, the Finn Valley man is chasing a sixth European medal and going for his first ever gold tonight. Highlands athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal feels Mark can deliver on the big stage later.
The nature of 800 metre running is dodgy, you know, so you always have to have a health warning with an 800 metres because you can get bumped, you can get caught, you can get in the inside, and you can get choked in, you know. But everything going according to plan, he can deliver. He can really deliver.
English is in that 800 metre final at 9:30 this evening. Rashida Adeleke will be in the 200 metre final at 10:50. Earlier today, Sophie Becker missed out on a place in the final of the women's 400 metres. She finished in 8th place. Moving on to soccer, the FAI has expressed significant concerns regarding governance at World Football's governing body. The association has confirmed that it has withdrawn its support for Gianni Infantino to be re-elected as FIFA president. Infantino has been under pressure following his botched plans to sell stakes in major FIFA tournaments, including the FIFA World Cup. The FAI's stance follows the England and Welsh FAs, and reporter Rob Harris says there's no clear candidate that would replace Infantino.
Paralysis really in world football as it's gripped by this civil war with Infantino digging in and the opponents stepping up their pressure with now more football associations withdrawing support for him but with no obvious candidate to emerge.
It's a big night in Europe for League of Ireland clubs. Shamrock Rovers lead 3-1 heading into the second leg of their Europa League qualifier against KF Ignatia. A win would guarantee at least a place in the Conference League group phase for Stephen Bradley's side. They would also face Norwegian side Lillestrøm in the playoff for Europe's second tier. Kickoff in Albania tonight is at 8 o'clock Irish time. Rangers will need to come from 2-1 down if they're to reach the Europa League playoff round. Polish side Jagiellonia Białystok are the visitors to Ibrox. Gers boss Derek McInnes says his side need to be braver than they were in Poland last week.
We certainly need to get more bodies in the box at times. I think we need to play with a bit more risk we were playing. I think we need to be less safe, to be honest. I thought we were a bit too safe for my liking.
Elsewhere, Hearts are 6-1 down to Benfica ahead of their game at Tynecastle. In the Conference League qualifiers, Bohemians need to overturn a 2-0 deficit against Midtjylland. If they don't get a result tonight, their European journey is over. That game is underway in Denmark from 6. And Shelburne will be hoping to make home advantage count against Dutch giants Ajax. John Russell's side are 3-1 down from the first leg in Amsterdam last week, and he wants his players to attack the game this evening.
you know, full house in Tallaght. Brilliant that the game is taking place there. We know the calibre opposition that we're playing from last week. We had to suffer and defend and, you know, keep ourselves in the game and try and break on the counter. And we did that in moments. But to get the goal through Dan Kelly late on, it gives us life, gives us belief. And, you know, we have to try and attack the game now tomorrow.
That tie resumes at Tolka Park from 7:45. And Hibs can take another step towards the Conference League group stage if they can hang on to their slender advantage against Shkendia. The Scottish side lead 2-1 going into the away leg. Motherwell are level at 1 each as they take on HJK Helsinki at Fir Park. Moving on to swimming at the European Aquatics Championships in Paris. Fresh from her silver medal last night, Mona McSharry has come second in her heat in the women's 200 metres breaststroke. She progresses to tonight's semi-finals along with Ellie McCartney. In golf, Rory McIlroy is through 14 holes of his first round at the St Jude Championship in Tennessee. The Masters champion is even par. McIlroy is playing with world number one Scotty Scheffler, who's on 2 under. Shane Lowry is on 1 under par early in his first round, and Jordan Spieth leads the way on 5 under through his first 15 holes. Finally, for this evening, coming up on The Score later, we'll speak with father and daughter Noel and Leona McLaughlin on their latest success at the Dingle Derby. John Armstrong and Donny Navigator Shane Byrne took their first gravel rally win in Scotland last weekend. We'll hear from Shane on that success and what's next for them in the WRC. Plus, soccer writer with the Sunday Independent and the Herald, Aidan Fitzmaurice, will preview this weekend's FAI Cup action, and there'll be more ahead of Mark English's European final tonight. That's all coming up on The Score programme between 7 and 8 this evening. Back to you, Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. New listenership figures have strengthened Highland Radio's position as the Northwest's most listened to radio station. The latest JNLR Ipsos report published this afternoon shows that 94,000 people listen to Highland Radio at least once a week, with 63,000 people tuning in every day. That represents over 52% of Donegal's adult population. The station's market share, a key indicator for advertisers, remains the highest in the country at 61%. Management at the station say this reinforces Highland Radio's position as the trusted and preferred radio station across the Northwest. And the weather: scattered showers this evening, some heavy or thundery, rather cloudy and humid early tonight with showers and the chance of a few thunderstorms. However, a clearance to fresher conditions will extend from the Atlantic overnight with lows of 12 degrees. Tomorrow will be fresher with some sunny spells. There will be plenty of dry weather with just some well scattered showers. Highest temperatures of 17 to 19 degrees in light to moderate northwest breezes. A look back at today's main stories. The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy today, with a high number of patients attending who require admission for ongoing treatment. As a result of the pressure, some elective surgeries have been deferred, with urgent and time-sensitive procedures being prioritised. Management says there were 194 attendances at the ED yesterday, following 200 on Monday and 192 on Tuesday. Derry Magistrates Court was told today that the man charged with the murder of 28-year-old mother of two, Amy Doherty, in March of this year, will be applying for bail later this month. 30-year-old Conor McNamee of Summer Meadow Mews has been remanded into continuing custody until August the 24th. Full details of this report can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. A water outage in Maville, which is into its second day, is now expected to be repaired by 8 p.m. this evening. The burst water main is affecting supply in Maville, Ballynally and the surrounding areas. Initially, Ishka Éireann gave a completion time of 10 a.m, which was extended to 3 p.m. The outage has prompted the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District to call for further investment into the area's water infrastructure. Councillor Martin Farn says a review has to happen. And motorists are being advised that there is heavy traffic in Derry following closure to the Foyle Bridge due to a car fire this afternoon. Emergency services are at the scene of the incident. Waterside Councillor Martin Riley says that the bridge will be closed for an extended period. Police in the city have advised people to use alternative routes as traffic continues to build. And that's all for the newsroom for now. Farming news and views with Chris Ashmore will be after this evening's obituary notices. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, August the 13th. The death has occurred of John J. Doherty, Dunmore, Carrigart, and formerly of Ennistymon, County Clare. John's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 p.m. this evening, with funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning in the Church of St. John the Baptist, Carrigart, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. The death has taken place of Margaret O'Kane, née Barron, 19 Alexander Road, Limavady. Margaret will be reposing in her home this evening from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Limavady, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if wished, to Thackeray Daycare Centre. The death has taken place of Margaret Boyle, Nabe Reslin, Drumna Cart, Annagry, formerly of Lettermack Award. Margaret's remains will repose at McGlynn's Funeral Home, Dunlow, today until rosary at 8 p.m, followed by removal to her home. Wake tomorrow from 11 a.m. with rosary at 8 p.m. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Saturday at 12 noon in St. Bridget's Church, Lettermack Ward, followed by interment in the new graveyard. The death has occurred of Stephen Brogan, Clane, County Kildare, and Dromahol, Donegal. Stephen will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, today until 9 p.m. A private cremation will take place later. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Kelly's Funeral Directors, Oakfield Rafoe. The death has occurred of Sean Burns, Ballylast, Castle Finn. Sean's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30, going to St. Columbus Church, Dunnyloop, for 12 p.m. Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. The sudden and tragic death has occurred of James McHugh and his beloved wife Noreen McHugh, née O'Donnell, Bavan, Kilcar. Reposing at their family home today until 9 p.m. and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. James and Noreen's funeral mass will take place in St. Cartha's Church, Kilcar, on Saturday at 11 a.m, followed by burial in Tiny Graveyard. Shuttle buses will be in operation to the wake house from the Blue Haven Hotel and from Letcher Cornmill. Everyone attending the wake is being asked to avail of the shuttle buses. James and Noreen's funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan. Paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.
Hello and welcome along to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore.
Dairy Women Ireland has announced details of a farm walk with Shannon Porter of the Milk Bar in Carrigans next Wednesday from 11 o'clock. Titled From Farm Gates to Farm Shop, the Milk Bar story will enable those in attendance to hear how Shannon's inspiring journey has taken place, transforming her family dairy farm through diversification and the creation of the Milk Bar, a successful farm shop that's adding value to every litre of milk produced on the farm. So whether you're thinking about diversification, looking for fresh ideas, or simply fancy a great morning out, this is for you. The walk will be facilitated by John McCabe of Chagask and is supported by Arrivo Co-op. More details are on the Dairy Women Ireland website. IrelandCattlePrice.com has completed a major update of its cattle price platform, making current factory prices easier to find and simplifying how farmers can report what they actually received. Well, founder Brendan Kennedy has presided over these changes and he's upbeat about what it can offer going forward, and he's been telling me more. Brendan, welcome to the programme. In simple terms, for those people who maybe haven't heard of the site, tell us a little bit about it and what it involves.
Chris, IrelandCattlePrice.com is a site for farmers. There's lots of different things on the app, but the main new tool in the app is a farm-sourced factory price. So if a farmer is killing cattle this week, if he looks up the app, he'll get the price that other farmers are getting in the country. So when he rings his agent, he'll tell him, Brendan, the price on the app says 6.75, I want 6.75. And whereas the agent might start off, he will lowball 6.30. But when he knows if other people are getting 6.75, the base price, the agent, he has the power over the agent. And if the agent won't budge, he can go to a different agent and get the 6.75. Because at the moment, they don't know. We're only going by what our agents tell us. And we have to believe them, and the agent's trying to make money too. So if you know the price other farmers are getting, you'll have a better hand to deal with.
Absolutely. Now, how long ago did you sort of first think of maybe developing this? Because I take it, it must have taken a while to bring it all together. I've been looking at it online. There was a fair bit of work involved to getting it to this stage.
There was. Like, I started probably in May. I kind of had the idea. And then I kind of launched it in June. And since June, I'm changing it weekly. But I think I'm going to stop changing. I think, but I would always think of more stuff. Like, fellas want me to do this, ask me to do this. But it's 3 months of and there's a lot of stuff going into it, a lot of changes, and I'm trying to get it steady now. I think I have it to a good point where it is as good as can be for the time being, because I have no funding. It's only me. Yep. I can, unless I get funding or get help, I am talking to the Department of Enterprise and other people to try and get involved and give me help. And when they do, that'll be great, and we will make it better together. Like, but at the moment, I'm happy with where it is at the moment, and I'm getting massive feedback from farmers. Up to Tullamore Show there on Sunday, and I didn't get nobody said a bad thing about it. Not one farmer. They all loved it, loved the idea. Just they weren't all killing cattle, and didn't all have prices. That was the only problem I had, but they were really positive about it.
Now, you are encouraging people to report their own experiences and what prices they're being offered and paid. So how do people actually go about doing that?
It's a free app. There's no login. You just open it up and you put in your there's a page, first page around, there's a yellow box, report your price. You put in your how many cattle, the weight of the cattle, the total money you got, what count you're from and what factory you're in, and that's it. I don't know. It calculates the price per kg then, and I don't know who you are or where you're from. And it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be anonymous. And there's a WhatsApp, you can actually message me the prices if you want, and your name will always be anonymous. I will never divulge who give me what. That's the whole nature of it. It has to be anonymous, because I can't be given order unless people allow me to, but I don't expect them to.
Yeah.
And I just want a farm source factor price, and so other farmers can see it. It's just to help everybody.
And there's a lot of facts and figures in there, a lot of numbers that all have to be processed, and you're able to use AI to assist you in this.
Yeah, I use AI a lot to assist me. Like, AI is a tool like a shovel and a digger. AI is the digger, I'm the shovel. AI can process all this information much quicker than I can, anyhow. And it does a good job. It's trusting. But I have the final say. You put in a price. I give it to me before at the end of the week. I do the report. I look at all the prices. If there's anything in or out of the Joe Atkins, say one week I got somebody paying 10 euro a kg. Like, that's obviously somebody trying missing. That I have a say on the reports. Is there too far away from the average? They're not included.
Yeah.
So I can't do that, but I can do that.
Now, the whole concept, I suppose, is to keep it all simple so that farmers can see the market clearly before they sell. There's factory quotes, looking at the mark trade as well. And at the end of the day, it's all about transparency.
Absolutely. 100% about transparency. It's about farm. Like, people in Europe have gotten from the European Union cabinet or Department of Agriculture, they want traceability, and this is traceability. You're getting this week's price today, whereas the Department of Food and Marine will not publish a price until today. This week's price won't be published until next Thursday. So if you kill cattle last Monday, you won't get your official price until next Thursday. That's 12 days later. So you have, by the time that comes, you have forgotten what you got, you know, because the money's in your bank and it's probably spent again buying more cattle. So, you know, you need a price before you go, so you know you have a better idea of what you're going to get. And fellas said to me, they can see the price in the factory, and they can, if they're taking cattle to the mart, they're able to tell roughly what they would have got for the same animal in the factory going by my prices. And that is something people have asked me actually to do. That is to put in the calculator, so that when you weigh a bullock, you can see how much per kg you have to get in the mart to beat the factory. But there's a lot in that, and I'm thinking about it, but I will look at this. But at the moment, it's just going to be the farm source factory price, and most fellows will be able to calculate what a bullock roughly would be worth in the factory, and then if it takes the mart, they may get more, they may not get more. It depends on the week. Like, so the last 2 weeks was abundance of cattle in the factory, so the mart was not a place to go because the buyers weren't buying. But maybe next week or the week after, when the cattle get scarce again, maybe the factory will be going back to the mart. And then you go to the market. You have to watch the market. The market changes so much. And that's why knowing the price is always helpful to us farmers. I know I'm going on a long-winded here about it, but it is very complicated for farmers, and I'm trying to make it easy.
Yep. And if people want to log on, as you say there, that the app is available, so just give us the details for people if they want to go on and find out more.
Yeah, IrelandCattlePrice.com. Just type it into your search engine and it'll come up, and just save the page onto your screen or onto your phone. It's free. It'll always be free. I'm never going to charge farmers, because I know as a farmer, I'm reluctant to pay for apps. That's why it's going to be free. And maybe Tirlon or some other co-op will come in and sponsor me or sponsor it or something to cover the costs of it. But that's all it's going to be. Like, it's a free tool for farmers, and they can do it for. And the country needs it. The farmers need it, because the farmers need the country. And the country needs the farmers, especially young farmers.
And finally, Brendan, already you've had good feedback from Donegal.
Great feedback from Donegal, Chris. Great. From the very first day, people from Donegal were on to me, asking me about sheep. And they're really nice. Like, so Donegal, they've never met me and I've never met them. They've backed me from the start and they're great. And thank you, Donegal. You're great people up there.
And that was Brendan Kennedy, who is the founder of IrelandCattlePrice.com. In other news, the Ballyshannon Agricultural Show takes place this Sunday with a big entry in all the classes. The show field is on the Donegal Road, just north of Ballyshannon, and it gets underway from 11 o'clock. And the Ardra Summer Show Horse and Heritage Day is on this Saturday, and we'll shine a spotlight on the area's strong equestrian traditions. And adding to the attractions, the Midwest Donegal Vintage Club will present an impressive display of vintage machinery and vehicles. Meanwhile, the Donegal Texel Breeders will host their premier sale on Saturday, August the 22nd. That's from 12 noon at Rafoe Livestock Mart. And finally, the timetable for farm hazardous waste collections has been published in Donegal. The venue will be Stranorler Mart on Wednesday, September the 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some charges will apply to certain products. Well, that's it for this week's Farming News and Views. As always, thanks for tuning in. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.
Farming News and Views is brought to you by K&F Superwool's Kilmacrennan. Paying top prices for wool and offering cash on collection. Call 086 809 5820.